Today we're going to talk about the joy of movement. Now, if you ask most people how to lose weight, you'll usually hear eat better and exercise. But the truth is, you don't need to exercise. It makes it easier, but it's not necessary, because ultimately your weight comes down to what you're eating on a regular basis. Now, the reason I want to bring this up is because if you're a person who believes you have to exercise, then on top of that, you believe that the exercise has to be really difficult for it to matter to do anything, then you're really setting yourself up for a very difficult time and most likely ultimate failure. Because if you set things up to be so hard, it's very difficult to maintain it in any long-term way. And so what I want to point out is to expand your ideas of what you can do to move your body. Because if you can get out of just the calorie burning idea for your exercises or for your movement, there's so many more options and there's a ton of benefits that come along with these. When you move your body more, you release different hormones that help you feel better. They help you think better. Okay? And so imagine how much easier it is to control your eating when you're in a better mood, when you're thinking more clearly. And you can get this by simple things like going for a walk, doing some gentle yoga movements, going for a gentle swim. Again, you don't have to be beating your body up trying to burn as many calories as possible. Instead, you're loving your body. You're enjoying your body. We were designed and meant to move regularly. And it's no secret that we've become more sedentary in our modern lives. So just getting back to the simple pleasure of movement can really create so many changes in ways that you may not even realize. You know, for me, when I lost my weight, I'd given up intense exercise. I didn't enjoy it to begin with. And I said, that's it, I'm just not doing it anymore. And what I began doing is a very gentle form of yoga, where most of the time I was just standing there or sitting on the floor. And although it wasn't burning a lot of calories, it helped me lose weight because for the first time, I started to experience intensely what these different foods were doing to my body. So I was doing yoga at night at that time. You know, if I ate a pizza at 5 or 6 o'clock, then I sat quietly with myself a couple hours later, I really felt the full force of what that did to my body. And it made me feel very full, sometimes uncomfortable, lethargic, tired. And so that awareness helped me reframe how I thought about certain foods. And that led to me eating differently. So I want you to get out of the mindset of just calories burned for exercise and start realizing that there's so many other benefits and that there's so many benefits we don't even know about yet, you know, but I guarantee you'll feel better as you start moving your body more. And so this is the shift in thinking that's going to help you tremendously. So what can you do? I mean, there's simple things, you know, and again, people do this all the time. They discount so many simple activities because they say, well, it's not going to help me lose weight. Okay. But I want you to realize it is going to help you lose weight. Not only will there be those hormonal changes, those thinking changes, but as you start creating a routine of something as simple as going for a 15-minute walk, you help reinforce this idea that you have this new personality, this new set of behaviors, and it influences other things. It'll influence your eating. It'll influence the way you think of yourself and your behaviors. So what are some other things that you can do? Simple things. Think about those now. Maybe something as simple as going for a walk, riding a bike, and not intensely. It doesn't have to be crazy, right? Going dancing, going for a swim, doing some gentle yoga. Think about some things today you can do that just allow you to get back in touch with your body, to start using it the way that it was meant to be used, and realize that there are going to be all these other benefits to it that you probably have never even thought of before. And they can be tremendous in helping you create this long-term change in your body and in your weight. Okay, so have a great day today. Remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.